Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
On News Talk.
The government plans to allocate 1.5 billion euro for tax cuts in the upcoming October budget, but 1 billion of that will go towards reducing VAT for restaurants, bars and cafes from 13.5% down to 9%. And the finance minister has confirmed the measure aims to support the struggling hospitality sector, but it now leaves just 500 million euro for all other tax measures. So is that fair? Anthony Gray is the owner of Hooked Restaurant in Ellabon in Sligo Town. Is it fair, Anthony?
I think it's fair. I think the Taoiseach, Simon Harris, he's came out and gave a solemn commitment that he would reduce the VAT rate to 9%. He's realised that up and down the length and breadth of this country, that rural Ireland is struggling, businesses are struggling. The tax, the VAT rate, when it went up to 13.5%, was 90% of the closures in the restaurant and hospitality industry was this reason. So common sense has prevailed here. We welcome the fact that the government have came out and said this. As regards the figure of 1 billion, the Pascal O'Donoghue came out and said it's up to 1 billion. We've calculated it out, Andrea, and it's actually works out at 545 million. So the figure there, I think, is a bit skewed, you know.
But according to your figures, it's way off.
Well, he said it's up to 1 billion. He didn't say it was 1 billion. So it actually works out at 545 million. That's the cost that it's going to cost the department. You must also remember, Andrea, like every little small town and rural village in Ireland has restaurants in it. Mm. They've been struggling. We are waiting and hanging on with our fingernails here for the 9% to be reinstated. When it was reinstated back, we created 30,000 jobs. So don't tax us out of oblivion. What we need here is, at the moment, to be honest with you, all you have to do is look at the figures. The government, the country of Ireland is awash with money.
Okay,
the tax collect for the first half of the year was up by 7% to 48 billion.
So for people listening today, Anthony, and thinking about this and thinking, you know, maybe my personal income tax changes won't amount now to too much this year in budget 2026, and there were some changes last year, but the hospitality sector are going to get there. I mean, they're really the real beneficiaries of the budget, according to what we're hearing today. So, well, how much of this VAT rate reduction will be passed on to customers?
Well, you must also look at the fact that input costs have gone through the roof, where actual menu prices have stayed static and in a line with costs going up through the roof. We can't control the fact that there was a war. We can't control X, Y, and Z. The energy costs have gone through the roof. We have to. If you don't increase the prices, well, then you won't be in business. But what we will do with this is it gives us some sort of incentive to look at our prices and to offer value for money. But currently, at the moment, as I said, we're hanging on with our fingernails.
So there will be a drop, will there, in prices in food and in drink and in coffee and pastries and all of that for customers?
But you've got to understand, Andrea, the costs have gone through the roof here. Input costs have gone through the roof to run the business. Energy costs have gone through the roof to run the business. We can only survive by actually putting on the costs, adding them on. If you don't, you're out.
Okay, so hang on. So you maintain that there'll be no pass on of this reduction?
No, I never said that. I never said that. We offer value for money here in Sligo. We have early bird incentives to bring people in our doors. And, you know, it's good value for money. So the fact now that the government are coming out and reducing the 9% back down to 9%, it gives us an opportunity to look at our prices and say,
okay,
well, you know, where before I didn't have that, now I have a little bit of wiggle room.
All right. Let me bring in, stay with us, Anthony, if you can. Greg Ennis is on the line as well. Greg is the Deputy General Secretary responsible for the private sector. Greg, you're very welcome to the programme. Tourism seems to be the big winner from next year's budget.
Well, look, Andrea, I think the question you put to your last contributor says it all. I find it very offensive in the extreme, and so does our 190,000 members in SIPTU and their families, because what we're looking at here is the government prioritising business over workers yet again. And workers are being put to the end of the queue in the middle of what is an undisputable crippling cost of living crisis, and of unprecedented scale, and not just about rent and price of accommodation, but on day-to-day basics as well. If we look at the 1.5 billion in projected tax cuts, 1 billion to a sector that has notoriously low pay, precarious employment, that's not on. Those same workers have suffered broken promises from this government. The government promised last year, prior to the election, to bring in a living wage in 2026. That's now gone to 2029. They promised to increase occupational sick pay, as per the legislation, to 7 days from 5 days in January 1st, 25. That hasn't happened. And they also, importantly in this context, promised to abolish sub-minimum wages for young people who predominantly work in the sector of hospitality, bars and restaurants. So that's a huge kick in the teeth for workers yet again.
Yeah, but there were income tax changes now last year in the budget.
Yeah, minimal. But look, it's about proper public services and people being able to live.
Yeah, well, I suppose the question today, I'm thinking of people, Greg, listening this afternoon, you know, and I know there's a marriage. And to be fair to Anthony and those in the hospitality sector that were disappointed with the budget last year, and that was something that they'd lobbied for around the 9% reduction. Yeah. So now they're getting the boost. Last year hospitality's getting it next year, workers got it last year. So for people listening today, how do they see their benefit in budget 2026?
Well, I'll give you an example. If you go back to 2011 to 15, the private sector pension schemes were raided by government as part of an austerity program. And we've seen 2.5 billion being taken by the Exchequer out of those schemes, private sector schemes that people have paid into all their lives for their pensions. And some of that money was diverted to help with VAT reductions in the exact same sector that's now getting the projected benefit of 1 billion tax cuts in the coming budget. That is a fact. That money needs to be repatriated to those pension schemes for those workers who paid into those schemes. And I will be writing to the minister seeking a meeting to do that. So that's number one. The second thing I'll say is we need balance in our economy. And putting the continued interest of business over workers is not acceptable to us. And that is the reality. VAT reductions will not be passed on, in my opinion, to the customers of those restaurants and bars, etc. If you can show me where you've seen the price of a pint or the price of a lunch or the price of a dinner come down over the last number of years, even with previous VAT reductions, I haven't seen it. In fact, at the moment, there is many facilities out there right across the island of Ireland who are, you know, charging extortionate prices for food, drink, beverage, etc., etc.
Anthony said that the costs have increased.
The costs have increased, but we have to look at the people that Anthony wants to use his restaurant in Sligo, or any other restaurant for that matter. Are people going to be able to afford to go in there? Because their rent, their gas, their electricity, everything for them is going through the roof also. And the staples, day-to-day bread, etc., vegetables and so on. The increase there is way above what people are getting by way
of
pay increases,
to that,
for example.
Anthony?
So just before Anthony does, I just want to say this. I understand that there is significant pressure on businesses out there. I understand that. But the government, again, are prioritising business over workers. We don't have collective bargaining in this country. We don't have a right to organise and represent our members in workplaces. And that should be first coming, not a sop of a billion to the restaurant business.
Okay. Do you feel you're being prioritised here, Anthony?
No, I don't. And, you know, it's really up to the government to come up with a cost of living package. I see it myself. You know, when you go in to buy anything in the supermarket, it's astronomical. So it's not just, it's certainly not just restaurants that are doing anything to increase their prices, as I've already stated. It's the quite opposite. Energy costs have gone through the roof, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. It's very, very difficult to run a business.
Okay.
It's very, very, very difficult to keep people employed. What do you want? Do you want the whole of Ireland to be filled with international food chains? In little small and rural towns in Ireland, everyone benefits. When a business opens up, or when a business is able to actually survive, the butcher, the bread maker, the milkman, everyone benefits.
Not gone a fact.
And that's
okay.
Why it's so important.
1800 453 106 is the number. Denise is with us on the line today. I mean, Denise, I don't know, you're I don't think you're working in the hospitality sector, but you've been listening to Anthony and to Greg Ennis. How do you feel about this?
Yeah, I'm just a normal tax working person.
Normal
paying
taxpayer.
The tax. I don't think we should be pitted against. Yeah, I don't think it's fair to be pitted against the hospitality sector. Like, I get that the hospitality sector needs a bit of a bailout, like they're struggling. Mm. But as your contributor said there a minute ago, you know, we're worried about getting a place for our special needs children in school. We're worried about paying our bills, our electricity. Like, we don't want to have the hospitality sector so unpopular that they've got all this money and our issues haven't been addressed, that we kind of say, well, I can't afford to go there anyway, and I'm certainly not. And look at them, they're not passing on to the customers, because let's face it, a meal is not going to go down in price overnight if they get the VAT reduction. So I think that we're not going to be prioritising hospitality, and I think that's really bad. I think issues, really, really basic issues, have to be addressed before the businesses. Like, as I say, school places, cost of food, being able to get through the day, being able to get through the month when you're on a decent salary. And until that happens, we can't be bailing out, you know, the pubs and the restaurants. I know they need something, and over time they should be slowly given incentives to stay open, absolutely, but not this kind of propaganda of saying they're going to get all the money and we're not addressing the issues of the people. I think that's a really unpopular decision to make personally.
What about you, Grace? You're a student nurse, is that right? But you're working in the hospitality industry.
Yeah, so I'm a student nurse throughout the year full-time, but part-time, you know, I do need to be working in hospitality. I've worked as a bartender, I've worked as a waitress, like, I need it to fund my studies. But at the end of the day, I see this as an excuse kind of from the government for the lack of funding that they aren't putting in my opinion, more important places. I mean, healthcare it's 24/7, 365 days of the year, whereas hospitality is, although important, it's seasonal, you know, and working part-time as a bartender, I'm only really doing it to fund myself as a student nurse, to bring myself to graduate, to bring myself to be working full-time in a hospital, where I clearly am already being shown as a student, I'm not going to be prioritised, I'm not going to be looked after. I'm barely able to afford living in Dublin as a student nurse, and the idea of doing it as a registered nurse is terrifying. I don't understand why the government is taking away our budget for student fees, yet, you know, seeing a decrease fast that's realistically just improving tourist lives. You know, I want to see the government investing properly in healthcare, especially starting or going back to, you know, bringing in budgets for the students again. It's very frustrating.
Yeah, it's, you know, and I, you know, to a certain extent as well, when I'm reading some of the messages, and I'll get to those in a moment, it isn't really fair to put one industry against the other either, is it?
No, you can't pick one sector and let another sector down. Like, you either have to prioritise everyone equally or none at all, really. I mean, picking and choosing is just, it's not fair, especially coming from someone who works in both aspects of them. There is no right, the government has no right to pick and choose.
Listener says, if the workers don't get more tax relief, then they just won't eat out as much. So it's likely it won't help people at all. The prices are not likely to come down in restaurants. Another listener tells me, please ask for a €100 food bill, what difference this VAT reduction will make to customers in restaurants and cafes. I'm not sure will there be really any reduction at all. Martin has got in touch. He says, the problem with restaurants is the number of places compared to the tourist numbers. We have way more food outlets than ever before. Thrown in the cost of energy, most businesses put up with the VAT. Why not restaurants? Do we have to subsidise the restaurant sector? What about you, Lee? Lee's with us on the line in Dublin. How do you feel listening to this story today about, well, I mean, effectively the headline is workers will lose out to hospitality.
How are you, Andrea? As the pressing issues are the health, the education, and the housing system. I was looking up it earlier. That 1 billion could go into 10,000 public houses a year, or the health staff beds, the free school books, the meals that are that should be in schools. So they're the actual pressing issues. As I said earlier, is it going to be passed on to the customer? I don't think it is at the end of the day. If you look through COVID, it got reduced in COVID, and I don't think any of us seeing. And a lot more of us were eating out in COVID, gone to local cafes and stuff, and they didn't get passed on to the customer in simple terms. And then you're opening the tin of worms there and saying, is the other industries now going to start pressing for lower VAT rates, the other service industries that are going to start pressing for them. So That'd be more like tourism, entertainment, personal care. Like, how far are you going to go down to construction? They're all going to start asking for lower rates of tax.
Michael Coyne is from Coyne's Gastro Pub in Connemara in Galway. Michael's with us on the line here as well today. You're the big winner, according to the headlines this morning, Michael, in the budget for next year.
Well, yeah, I understand that. And, you know, I think it was long overdue if you look at, say, the hospitality sector. But I think it's wrong, though, to kind of pitch it in such a way that everyone else loses. You know, I'm involved in hospitality for years now. And, you know, no more than what Anthony was saying regarding, like, a lot of places have closed. We've borne the brunt of a lot of, I suppose, negative measures by the government, you know. I just feel that, say, it does help to bolster the hospitality industry. There is a lot of money that goes into this sector that's provided by the hospitality industry. Without the likes of, say, where I am, like, I'm out in the middle of Connemara, like you said there, so we are on the White Atlantic Way, and I know that it's a tourist trail and so on. But the thing I'm saying is that, say, if you take the likes of industries or people like myself out of it, and a lot of people have left, like, a lot of people have left this industry, good people, and a lot of jobs have left the industry as well. So it does need an injection, but I don't like the spin that's been placed on it. In other words, hospitality and tourism gets all this money, and then, like a lady said there just before this, that other sectors suffer. You know, like, the country is awash with money at the moment, you know.
Everybody should get a little something.
Well, you know, like, in fairness, we're long overdue. Yeah. You know, like, I keep saying that. Like, you've had people on your show, like, say, Carol Nash there from Nash 19. Like, she's gone, and she was a contributor to your show. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of other people as well. Like, say, if you take the hospital, like, what's the point in having a tourism sector without the likes of myself and people like me in it? You know, it's not about, if you look at people who are involved in hospitality, they're not in it for the money. The bulls, I'll be honest with you, as I say, like, when you, people come into you, you welcome them in, you look after them, and they come out there and they say they had a lovely time, that the meal was delicious, and they'll be back again. And so on. Like, 9 times out of 10, when you've everything paid, there's not a heck of a lot left for the owner. You know, like, a lot of people are just kind of maintaining places, keeping them open, keeping the bills paid. So, you know, I do welcome this, but I do get the whole angle. Like, I don't like the negative spin that's been placed on it. You know, I have to say that.
Yeah, that it would be at the expense of other workers. And yeah, look, it's a fair point. I can see why yourself and Anthony might be aggrieved at that. I suppose, you know, the point I would make to you, Michael, and even just from a quick glance at some of the WhatsApp messages coming in here today, you know, people want to feel, taxpayers want to feel that, look, grant, the hospitality didn't get it last time round. It'll give them the VAT reduction this time. But people,
not for years.
People want to see something passed on, though, in the prices.
And of course they will, and rightfully so. Like, you're trying to tell me that people are going to just pocket this and so on and use it to pay bills. Not at all. Of course it's going to be passed on. That's a legacy from, like, I'm not going to go on about the hotel industry, but there is, like, say, if you look at it, like, say, if you go to a concert, hotel prices rise. Mm-hmm. But they're part of the hospitality industry.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, it was up, you know, and we get tarnished with that. Look, I've got people, like, say, for the first time, say, who are working here, and we're doing our best and so on, but it is a struggle. There's no point in me saying it isn't. But I'm not here to whinge on your show. Listen, we've got through it, and the government finally have decided to say we're going to support the hospitality industry and the people in it.
Some of the texts on this, valid points made by all, says this listener, but really the changes to income tax last year were not enough. That would be the most obvious and the easiest way to help the squeezed working people. Why pay so much in tax and get so little in return? Interest has devalued our income and pay increases have not kept up. Therefore, the government is taking an even bigger proportion in tax without further changes to income tax. Another listener, last time the VAT was reduced for hospitality, it was absorbed by the businesses and never passed on to the customer. It won't this time either. I'll bet social welfare will get rises in the budget too, but the squeezed middle will be passed over again, and those of us who get up early for work every single morning and come home late at night will likely get very little. Another listener, of the hospitality sector are the experts in price gouging, and any VAT reduction should come with a price reduction as a condition, suggests this listener. Well, you heard Michael and Anthony say that it will have to be, I mean, they will have to look at prices, no doubt about that. The problem for the restaurants is the number of places compared to the tourist numbers. We have way more food outlets than ever before, and you throw in all of the other additionals. I think I read Martin's message a few moments ago. And this texter tells me, I personally, I just, I don't care. about hospitality tax reductions. As a punter, I don't think I'm going to see 1 cent of the benefit. 087 1400 106, that's the WhatsApp number. Very mixed views about this today. Deputy General Secretary with SIPTU for the private sector, Greg Ennis, there with us on the line, as was Anthony Gray from Elabon and Sligo. Denise Grace Lee, thanks a million for getting in touch. And Michael Coyne there from Coyne's Gastropub, I should say, in Connemara in County Galway.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
Weekdays at midday on News Talk.